Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, this is Studio Classroom. Today, it's time for a book review.
That's right, we are looking at a book that is very popular and many people love, especially reading to their children, or maybe you've even read this in school.
This book is called Because of Winn-Dixie. We're going to learn all about it in today's lesson. Let's jump into our first reading.
Because of Winn-Dixie. New friends chase away loneliness. Sometimes the most important friendships start in the most unexpected places, like in a supermarket. In Because of Winn-Dixie, a lonely girl named Opal finds a dog who looks ragged, and he changes her life. She names him after the store where she found him. Winn-Dixie helps her discover friendship and the power of kindness.
Friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 unexpected 这个形容词，意思是出乎意料的、意外的。譬如 ，The patient's speedy recovery was unexpected, leading the doctors to wonder whether it was a miracle. 病人迅速康复出乎大家的意料，让医生们怀疑这是否是个奇迹。相关的名词是 expectation， 意思是期待、预期。譬如 ，After review, the PhD committee determined that Kyle's presentation met all expectations for the doctoral degree. 经过审查，博士学程委员会认定 Kyle 的报告符合博士学位的所有要求。成语 expect the unexpected， 字面的意思呢是预料不可能预料的事，也就是要准备好面对意料之外的事。譬如。By learning to expect the unexpected, you will find that fewer and fewer things will surprise you. 学会面对意料之外的事，你会发现能让你感到惊讶的事情会越来越少。
All right, friends, let's talk about this very beloved book together in this lesson.
All right, we read here, new friends chase away loneliness. Let's talk about this word loneliness before we get into the text of our lesson, friends. Loneliness is that feeling of being alone and unhappy.
For example, many people suffer from loneliness, especially in this day and age when everyone's on their phones.
This is a great topic for us to talk about. As you said, in today's day and age, this book explores that topic and talks about the way you can solve it as well.
Let's read together, friends. Sometimes the most important friendships start in the most unexpected places, like in a supermarket.
Okay, very interesting. So I get the idea that there is a friendship here that has started in a supermarket. And because of Winn-Dixie, a lonely girl named Opal finds a dog who looks ragged.
Ragged. Friends, this word means something that might be old, it might be torn up, or just in general, it's in a bad condition.
Something that people wear could be ragged if they've worn it out. And also makes me think of something we talked about earlier this month, a stuffed animal. If a stuffed animal has been used for a long time and loved for a long time, you might say it looks pretty ragged.
In this case, we're talking about a dog. But this dog changes her life. Remember, that's the main character, Opal.
Okay, and Opal names him after the store where she found him. And of course, this store is called Winn-Dixie.
The store is called Winn-Dixie. Winn-Dixie, the dog, helps her discover friendship and the power of kindness.
Let's take a look together at this word we see. It's discover. Discover means to find something for the first time.
Have you discovered a sentence with that word yet, friends? Here's one. Let's discover new places together on this trip.
What Winn-Dixie helps Opal discover is friendship. So it sounds like Opal doesn't have many friends, but this dog is helping her to find more. We see something else in the sentence that we need to talk about. It's the idea of the power of something.
Yeah, the power of something. That is the strong effect or influence that that thing has.
We can use this with all different types of examples. For example, we might talk about the power of friendship or the power of hard work.
Absolutely. Here we discover the power of kindness. How does that happen in this story? Well, we're going to have to continue to find out.
We certainly are. So we are learning all about this dog named Winn-Dixie and how he helps Opal solve her loneliness. Let's learn more about this story as we continue on now with our next reading.
Because of Winn-Dixie. Her first new friend is Miss Franny Block, the town librarian, who mistakes Winn-Dixie for a bear at her window. Miss Franny shares tales with Opal, including one about the sweet and sad candies. Miss Franny gives one to Opal to taste. That is when Opal understands how sadness can be sweet.
You can ask a librarian how to renew or reserve books through the website. 你可以询问图书馆员如何透过网站续借或预约书籍。接着来看 archivist， 意思是档案保管员、档案专家，通常是指负责整理与保存历史文献的人。譬如Archivists in libraries or museums help to organize and preserve documents. 图书馆或博物馆的档案保管员负责协助组织和保存文件。片语 check out something 在图书馆的语境呢，是指借书籍。譬如 local libraries make it easy to check out a book by scanning your ID and the barcode.当地图书馆借书流程很简单，只需要扫描身份证和书籍条码即可。
So we saw the name Winn-Dixie in the title of this book. It turns out this is the name of a dog that our main character Opal finds in a supermarket.
That's right. Opal is a lonely little girl, and she finds this ragged dog in a supermarket and names him Winn-Dixie.Let's find out what Winn-Dixie helps Opal do.
All right, remember, she's trying to find friendship since she is so lonely. So here we meet her first friend. It's Miss Franny Block, the town librarian.
We see Miss Block here, and she has that title of Miss.When you see Miss Friends, you can know that this title is for an unmarried woman or girl. This is different from MRS, which tells you that that woman is married.
Yeah, and there is a third one also, MS dot, which is said Ms. And in that case, you don't know if someone is married or not. So it can be a safe one to use.If you're not really all that familiar with the person.
And I'm glad that you said dot there at the end, Garrett, because MRS does have a dot at the end, as does MS, but this title that we see here, Miss, M-I-S-S, does not have a dot at the end.
If you're in an English-speaking classroom, your teacher might say, you can call me Miss Jones, for example.
Usually in the States, we call teachers by Miss, Mrs., or if it's a man, Mr. So you don't usually call your teachers by their first name or by the term teacher.
Let's continue to find out more. This Miss Franny Block is her first friend, and she mistakes Winn-Dixie for a bear at her window.
If you mistake something for something else, it's when you think that one person or thing is another thing.
You might mistake someone for their twin sister if they look very similar.
Miss Block here mistakes Winn-Dixie for a bear. This tells me a lot about what Winn-Dixie looks like, Garrett. This dog must be pretty ragged and maybe have some shaggy hair.
It might even be pretty large, just like a bear. Miss Franny shares tales with Opal, including one about the sweet and sad candies.
Okay, let's learn about what a tale here is, friends. We're not talking about what is at the backside of many animals here. We're talking about a different type of tale. These are stories, especially made-up ones.
Yeah, you might hear it in this context. Someone might enjoy reading fairy tales. That is one specific kind of tale.
All right, well, Miss Franny gives one of these sweet and sad candies to Opal to taste. That is when Opal understands how sadness can be sweet.
I'm not sure I totally understand what a sad candy is.
I don't either. I wonder if this is something that Miss Franny has named herself. Maybe she eats these candies when she feels this way.
Yeah, either way, she's trying to teach Opal something, give her an example to learn from. And friends, we have more to learn, but right now, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Chase away. One night, a kid heard strange noises outside his window. He got nervous, imagining all kinds of scary things. Then his dog barked loudly, and suddenly the noise stopped. Just like that, the dog chased away whatever was out there, and probably chased away the kid's fear, too. The phrase chase away means to make something leave, often by scaring it or pushing it out. It can be something real, like an animal, or something abstract, like a feeling. For example, the loud noise chased away the birds. Or a good laugh can chase away stress. Now let's look at a few similar phrases. Drive away is very close and often used for both people and feelings. For example, the bright lights drove away the insects. Scare off means to frighten something so it leaves. For example, the sudden movement scared off the deer. Get rid of is more general. It just means to remove something. For example, she cleaned her room by getting rid of old clothes. And ward off is often used for protection, especially against danger or illness. For example, he took medicine to ward off a cold. So whether it's noise, light, or even a good joke, sometimes all it takes is a little push to chase something away. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Because of Winn-Dixie. Soon after, Winn-Dixie leaps into Gloria Dump's backyard, and Opal follows. Gloria, who is blind, invites Opal to share her stories, so she can see Opal with her heart. Opal also encourages Otis, the timid pet shop clerk, whose guitar playing is magical when she labors at the store. Opal also encounters 5-year-old Sweetie Pie when Opal is out walking Winn-Dixie. Sweetie Pie quickly decides they should be friends. In the end, because of Winn-Dixie, shows how friendship and kindness can bring people together and change lives.
Backyard 这个名词意思是后院。譬如, the Johnsons put out new tables chairs, and lights in their backyard to host a nice garden party. Johnson 一家在后院摆放了新的桌椅和灯具，准备举办一场愉快的花园派对。Backyard 的反义字是 front yard， 意思是前院。譬如 ，My neighbors placed a unique stone sign in their front yard so visitors can spot their house more easily。我的邻居在前院放置了一块特有的十字招牌，让访客更容易找到他们的家。我们来学一个有趣的成语 ，in one's own backyard。字面上的意思是在自家的后院，也可以引申为在自己附近或是自己熟悉的地方。譬如 ，Though it is uncommon to find treasure in one's own backyard, it's not unheard of。虽然在自家附近发现宝藏并不常见，但也不是没听说过。OK， 以上就是今天的 Language Lab。I'll see you next time.
So Opal and Winn-Dixie are on an adventure, on a mission. They're trying to fight back against loneliness and make some friends. Let's find out what happens next.
All right, so the first friend that Winn-Dixie has helped Opal make is Miss Franny Block. And we learn here soon after Winn-Dixie leaps into Gloria Dump's backyard and Opal follows.
All right, leaps into...If something leaps into somewhere, they jump suddenly into that place.
For example, a cat might leap into a box. Here we see that this dog has leapt into another person's backyard.
Usually when we use that word leap, I get the feeling that they have to jump up pretty high.
Maybe it's jumping over a fence in the girl's backyard.
Okay, so the dog leapt into the backyard, Opal followed,And Gloria, who is blind, invites Opal to share her stories so she can see Opal with her heart.
Okay, very interesting. So Winn-Dixie has helped Opal make her second friend here. Winn-Dixie jumps over the fence into the backyard of Gloria Dump. It turns out that Gloria Dump can't see, so she wants to get to know Opal by listening to what Opal has to share with her.
That makes a lot of sense. Even people who can't see with their eyes, can have very rich imaginations. So hearing stories is probably great.
Well, that is not the only friend that Opal makes. There's another one here in the next part of our lesson. We read, Opal also encourages Otis, the timid pet shop clerk whose guitar playing is magical.
Ooh, it's magical.When we use that word, we're not necessarily describing actual magic like wizards can do. It's something that feels like magic. It's so special.
Let's use magical in another sentence. The night sky looked magical. Though, of course, the sky isn't magic, but it looked like it because it was so beautiful.
So all of this happened, the guitar playing,while this person labored at the store. And when we use this word, it means we're working, and usually very hard. It's often physical work you have to do with your hands, and not just thinking.
Here's how you could use that word labors in another sentence. The farmers labored in the field.All right, so we see that Opal has gone to this pet shop now, and now she's encountering someone else. What does that word encounter mean?
When you encounter something or someone, you meet someone or you experience something. Often when we use this word, it's something that happened by chance, by accident. You weren't planning on it.
So here's an example. You might encounter many interesting people while you're traveling. Generally, when you're traveling, you're not planning to meet people.But if you are just going about your travels and enjoying yourself, you might bump into or find people along the way. That's a good example of how we might use this word encounter.
And it sounds like Opal wasn't planning to encounter this next character. Opal encounters 5-year-old Sweetie Pie when Opal is out walking Winn-Dixie.
If you have a dog, you know that sometimes you need to take your dog for a walk. You usually have your dog on a leash and you're walking in the park or on the sidewalk. Sweetie Pie quickly decides they should be friends. So we see here Opal is out walking the dog and she encounters this little 5-year-old.
Yes, this little 5-year-old, she's made another friend. And we see in the end, because of Winn-Dixie, shows how friendship and kindness can bring people together and change lives.
I like how we see here why this book is called Because of Winn-Dixie. It might sound like this title is a fragment. It's not a full sentence, but it kind of allows you to fill in the blank. Because of Winn-Dixie, what happened? Well, Opal made friends.
Opal made friends. You know, I've never read this book before, but there is one thing that stuck out from learning about it, and that's how strange the names are in this story.
Yeah, it's almost like the writer wanted to make this feel intentionally fictional.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, friends, if you're looking for a heartfelt, special, magical story, maybe you want to pick this book up and read it in English.
Well, friends, we do have more to talk about, especially when it comes to what this book means. We'll do that in just a moment after we go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 that is 加 when 加主词 加动词句型。 这个句型是由关系副词 when 引导名词子句作为主格补语， 用来表示那就是某件事情发生的时刻， 或那就是某种情况成立的时候。 When 加主词 加动词 相当于 the time when 加主词 加动词， 意思接近什么什么的时候，或是那个时间点。 That is 则指向前文提到的具体事件或情境， 而 when 子句则解释该情境所代表的意义或启示。 这个结构在描述顿悟、关键转折点或定义特定时刻时很常见， 能串联上下文。 来看这个例句，
He finally admitted his mistake, and that was when the healing process began for the whole family.
他终于承认了自己的错误，而这正是全家人疗愈过程的开始。Friends, it has been fun talking about this book with you today. And as we wrap up our lesson, I want to take a look at today's Talk About It question. Here it is. In what ways did Winn-Dixie change Opal's life?
All right, Opal's life was changed from being a lonely little girl to someone full of excitement and friends.
That's right. It sounds like Opal might not have been very good at meeting people on her own. But after she got this dog, who sounds like gets in a lot of trouble, she began meeting people. The dog was running around, jumping into people's backyards, and scaring people at their windows.
So, friends, if you are struggling, maybe you feel lonely, maybe there's someone or an animal that'll come around and change everything for the better.
Oftentimes, when you get a pet, it can help you with not feeling lonely. Even if that animal doesn't necessarily help you make friends, having an animal around that you can take care of is often a way to keep the loneliness away.
All right, that is certainly what it did for Opal in this story, and it is what can happen in your life as well. Make sure to talk about this with your friends in English.
It's been fun learning with you together, friends. Next time, make sure you bring your magazine along so you can follow along with the things we're learning in our next lesson. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.